Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. It is time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game two of a four-game series between the Mets and the San Diego Padres. Joe Musgrove and Paul Blackburn, the pitching matchup. Musgrove made quick work of the Mets with a couple of strikeouts and a 1-2-3 top of the first. Then in the bottom half, Luis Arraez led off.
Here comes a 3-1. Arraez sends a high fly to deep right center field. Marte on the run to the track at the wall. It's gone. Luis Arraez, not known for his power, goes out to right center. His fourth home run of the year, and the Padres have an early 1-0 lead against the Mets.
Eighth career leadoff home run for Arraez in a 1-0 Padres lead. Blackburn set down the next two in the inning, but it was extended on a single by Manny Machado. Xander Bogaerts followed with a single through the right side to put runners at first and second. Blackburn limited, though. Jackson Merrill grounded out to end the inning and hold San Diego to one. Top of the second, Musgrove made it six up and six down with two more strikeouts. In the bottom half, David Peralta led off with a single. Nobody out and runner at first for Kyle Higashioka.
First pitch to Higashioka is ripped in the air, deep to left, toward the wall, and gone! Over the short wall in left field, it landed right in the front row. Kyle Higashioka, a two-run home run. Blackburn gives up his second bomb of the night, and in the bottom of the second, Slam Diego has a 3-0 lead.
Number 15 for Higashioka, and the Padres led 3-0. Padres offense continued to roll as Mason McCoy floated a single out to right. Luis Arraez followed and found the hole on the right side to chase McCoy to third. And San Diego at first and third with nobody out for Jurickson and Profar, who lined into a double play at second that erased Arraez from first. But the inning wasn't over yet, because with a runner at third base and two outs, Jake Cronenworth came to the plate.
Another 3-2. That's lined to right and down for a base hit in front of Marte. Here comes another runner. McCoy scores. It is 4-0 San Diego. Cronenworth bangs one to right. And at the bottom of the second, the Padres are all over Paul Blackburn right now.
Fifth hit of the inning for San Diego and a 4-0 lead for the Padres. Manny Machado kept the rally alive with a base hit up the middle. With runners at first and second and two outs, the rally finally came to an end when Blackburn struck out Xander Bogaerts for the final out, but a 4-0 Padres lead after two. Musgrove kept on rolling in the third. Another 1-2-3 inning and two more strikeouts. Six strikeouts for Musgrove after three innings. In the bottom half, Blackburn allowed an infield single to Jackson Merrill to start the inning. Then the scary moment came. David Peralta hit a line drive back up the middle that went off the right wrist of Paul Blackburn. It deflected to second, where Jose Iglesias finished off the play. But Blackburn was done. He left with what the Mets are calling a right wrist contusion. Carlos Mendoza will have an update a little bit later on in the show when we have the manager show. But as it stands, the Mets were calling it a right wrist contusion. Blackburn's night was done. Ryan Stanek took over and faced Kyle Higashioka. 1-2. Swung on line down the left field line. It's fair. It's rolling to the corner. Merrill trots home. Higashioka's on his way to second. McNeil tosses it in as Higashioka pulls in with a stand-up RBI double, and San Diego has a 5-0 lead. RBI double for Higashioka. Three RBIs tonight, and the Padres ahead 5-0. Stanek then struck out Mason McCoy for the second out of the inning, but the lineup flipped for Luis Arraez. The 3-1 pitch. Swung on, floated back up the middle. In comes Bader, long run. He dives and he makes the catch. Or did he not? No, they'll say he trapped it. So a run comes in to score. Luis Arraez with an RBI single, and it's 6-0 San Diego. Third hit of the night for Arraez and an RBI, and the Padres led 6-0. Inning came to an end with a strikeout of Jurickson Profar for the final out. In the fourth, Musgrove made it 12 up and 12 down thanks to a fine defensive play by Xander Bogaerts that saw him slide into shallow center field and throw out J.D. Martinez to end the inning. Stanek gave Carlos Mendoza an extra inning of relief with a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth. In the fifth, Musgrove made it 13 up and 13 down when Pete Alonso flied out to start the inning, and then Starling Marte came to the plate for the Mets.
0-2. Marte slams another ball to right center. Once again, Peralta racing back. This one's over his head. Bangs up against the fence. And Marte's into second with a double. Now the Mets tried twice on Peralta. No luck the first time. This one from Marte, though, goes over his head and up against the fence. And the Mets have their first hit.
And that's tonight's Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. So, 13 in a row retired for Musgrove. That came to an end with the Marte double, but Musgrove held him there. Fly out on a ground out, ended the inning. Five shutout innings for Joe Musgrove. Danny Young on for the Mets in the bottom of the fifth. He worked around a one-out walk for a scoreless inning. Not deterred by that Marte double the inning prior, Musgrove set down the Mets in order, this time helping his own cause with a sliding glove hand flip on a ground ball off the bat of Francisco Lindor to make it six shutout innings. Danny Young returned for the second inning of relief. He set the Padres down in order for two scoreless innings out of the pen for the Mets. He gets our save of the game, sponsored by Margaritis Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Musgrove back out for the seventh. He put an exclamation point on his night by striking out the heart of the Mets' order to make it seven shutout innings with nine strikeouts. In the bottom of the seventh, Adam Ottavino was next out of the pen. He allowed a couple of singles, but stranded runners at the corners for a scoreless bottom of the seventh inning. In the eighth inning, Jason Adam took over. He struck out the side in order. Six consecutive strikeouts for Padres pitching, and it meant that the Mets still trailed San Diego 5-0 after that strikeout by Adam to close out the eighth. Bottom half of the eighth inning, Padres tacked on one more on an RBI single by Manny Machado. That came against Adam Ottavino. And then in the ninth inning, it was Sean Reynolds who was on for the Padres. He allowed a couple of ground outs, one out away from a one-hit shutout. That came to an end when Francisco Lindor doubled off the wall in left to extend his on-base streak to 22 games. But the game finally came to an end when Mark Vientos struck out to close out the ninth inning. As the final score, the Padres shut out the Mets 7-0.